Hiawatha locker room chat continuing. Final one here of 2023. We're joined by the Red Hawks boys basketball coach. That is Gary Smith. It is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. And coach, we sit here four games into the year, a 2-2 record. You go 1-1 this past week. And let's start with Friday's game at home. Absolute thriller. You win it on a buzzer beater from Lane Kessler, 47-45 against Centralia. Just take us back to Friday. How cool was that scene and down the stretch and able to pull out that win against the Panthers?
Oh, it was a good win for us. You know, Centralia, they got a lot of tradition and you know, they played hard and, you know, did little things to give themselves a chance. And, I was proud of our guys that, you know, we were able to pull it out.
Well, let's talk about Tuesday, and then you turn it around. You go to Nemaha Central. Thunder, of course, a top tier team in this league. And, you know, they're able to kind of pull away in the second half and win 52-35. Just an overall thought and takeaway from that game against the Thunder.
You know, you go on the road, you know, especially in the Big Seven, and, you know, it's tough. And, you know, you might not be able to shoot the ball as well as you'd like to, but, you know, the things you got to do is all the intangibles, the, you know, the rebounding, the 50-50 balls, just the effort. You know, has to be really, really good. And you do that, you know, you always give yourself a chance. But I think we were 1 for 12 from the three-point line last night. And we got doubled up on the rebounding, you know, and whenever that happens, that's going to be tough. You know, and they probably didn't shoot the ball a lot better. But the difference was, you know, they were able to rebound the ball and give themselves, you know, second chances. And like I said, when you go on the road and you let that happen, you know, it's just going to be really tough.
You get a couple of games here before the holiday break. Friday, you get Holton on the road, a team that's coming off their first win of the season. You know, they saw some non-league teams in their first week, teams like Burlington, Bonner Springs. They've also seen Nemaha Central, but the Thunder won that matchup last week as well. But they're coming off a win against Royal Valley, pretty big win for them, 63-38 Tuesday night. What can you tell us about Holton for Friday's matchup?
Well, you know, again, anytime you go on the road, you know, it's going to be tough. And you know, they've got a lot of good kids down there. And you know, they're going to be physical and aggressive. And, you know, kind of the same thing as last night. We're going to have to play well. We're going to have to rebound the ball and do all those things that, you know, that you got to do when you go on the road in case you don't shoot the ball well enough. But hopefully we shoot the ball a little better and, you know, that we're able to rebound the ball better than what we did, and you know, we do that, we're going to give ourselves a chance. You know, as I've told the kids, you know, we've got some pieces that, you know, that has a lot of potential, and you know, we just got to keep working at it and keep working hard and see what happens.
Hiawatha boys basketball coach, that is Gary Smith, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. A 1-1 week. They beat Centralia fantastic fashion on Friday, lost to Nemaha Central on Tuesday. They'll get Holton this Friday and then Riverside next Tuesday before the couple weeks off for the holiday break. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck here in the next couple of games, and we'll talk to you in 2024.
All right. Thank you. Have a good break.